Well, what do you want to pray for?
I mean, I'm asking, I guess, you know, there are lots of things I think
there's a long tradition of prayer for the dead. Mm-hmm. And this was the medieval Catholic tradition, the prayer for the dead. Luther said, pray 3 or 4 times for the beloved dead and then stop and hand it over to God, because they are included already in the prayer of Christ. And Calvin said, no, don't follow the old Catholic tradition. I think I am praying for the dead, because the dead are not dead. Hmm. They died, but we cannot say that they are dead now. For Martin Luther it was, they are sleeping until the day of resurrection. For Calvin, they are watching over us. They are with us in their own way. And I think this is the truth of the so-called ancestor cult in Asia. The dead are not, in a modern sense, dead and gone and annihilated and away. They are present. And if we believe Romans 14, that Christ is the Lord over the living and the dead, then we have a community with the dead in Christ, and a community of hope, because we were raised from death together. And therefore, I think we must overcome this modern understanding of death as annihilation. We should learn from the ancestor veneration in Africa and Asia again. This would help, then you may pray for your grandmother.